Did you hear the story about the rich farmer who had been very successful with his crop? So successful that he ran out of rooms in his barn to store all of his bounty. And so he decided to tear the barns down and build bigger ones. And then he said, "I have ample goods laid up for many years. I'm going to relax and eat and drink and be merry." But then God came to him and said, "You fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." James chapter 4, verse 14 says it this way, "You don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.'" The farmer made his plans. He was successful and wanted to enjoy the fruit of his hands. That's great. But the problem was that he had left God out of his plans. And he didn't realize that his life was a vapor and that at any moment God could require his life from him. Everything that he had worked for in this life was worthless to him in the end. And he went into eternity and met God unprepared. So how do we get prepared? Does James chapter 4 say anything about that? Well, yes. James says that instead, we ought to say, "If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." So is it just that easy? I just say those words? No. Remember, the words you say reveal the condition of your heart. What James is talking about here is recognizing, trusting, and living for the author of life. Several times I have read about Jesus and the thieves on the cross. They were moments away from being put in their grave. And those two thieves had lived for themselves all of their lives. But one of them had a heart change. He recognized over the course of those hours hanging on the cross that Jesus was the author of life, that Jesus was dying innocently for the sins of sinners like that thief. And that thief, right there while hanging on the cross, put his hope and trust in Jesus Christ. And he entered eternity fully prepared. So listen to the question that James is asking. What is your life? It is but a vapor. Don't leave this world unprepared. Turn to Jesus, recognizing and confessing your sin, and put your confidence in his death and resurrection, which overcomes your sin and guilt. And then you can answer the question with confidence that my life may be a vapor, but it won't be wasted. It will be lived for the glory of God. When you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Elway LifeWord broadcast in Benin, Ghana, and Togo.